Audio Gravity, 12th of May, and I've got some really good stuff lined up in today's content session. First one is snowtape.com. I came across this for looking for some code for my Shoutcast server stuff that I'm working on, which is this really nifty auto-hide, auto-unhide when it goes live and does various stuff like notifies people that it's up. And it will slide down on top of the responder page. Various other cool stuff. It's really neat. And I was looking around for radio station, Shoutcast, and all this sort of stuff. And I fell on it. And what I like about it is you can record from any of your favorite radio stations. And this sort of upsets the apple cart a little bit for stations that are broadcasting over the net. The interface is really, really nice. It reminds me a lot of Urbicaster. I guess there must be one particular dark layout that you can get. Or use, but it allows you to listen to your favorite radio station, record it, one click export to iTunes, import internet playlist, drag and drop iTunes radio, get album artwork. They've got a really nice controller on it, radiourl.com, so you can shorten long radio streams, and also integration for the music store catalog. Really, really cool. Snowtape.com. Go check it out if you've got a Mac. Next one is Namecheck. namechk.com. They have a checker to see if your desired username or vanity URL is still available at dozens of popular social networking sites. There is no API on it as yet. I presume they will have an API at some point, but it's pretty much like one of these sites that you see quite a lot of these days, in that people come up with an idea, they bang on their Twitter URLs, their names, and stick it on the bottom. It's really, really quick, actually, and we're thinking that we might use something similar to this to do auto-discovery of your username for Responder. Instead of you having to type in your name so many times, you'll just put it in once, and hopefully you've used that on lots of other different services, although it will ask you if it is your account or not. Next link is Corsair's solid state drive. The SSSD is now shipping. I keep looking at the SSD. I really like the idea of SSD stuff. Solid state drives are now coming down in price. You can get a 256 gig solid state drive for about $600. That might sound a lot to people when you're, you know, paying £50-60 for 500 gig, but we're talking about all the benefits of solid state. Literally click on an icon, bang, it's loaded. 20 seconds, 30 seconds to boot up from cold for a journalist on the move, or for somebody doing a lot of application stuff. I think SSD is going to get better and faster, and I can't wait to get my hands on one, to be honest with you. Next site that I really, really like, and this came from, I think the source of this was Ben's Big Gig, or one of Ben's followers on at I Hate Mornings on Twitter, is visibletweets.com. And what's cool about Visible Tweets, I think it's Flash, but I'm not entirely sure on it. Yeah, it is Flash. You can visualize tweets, so you can put in search operators, or you can click on some examples, and it presents them in three different ways. At the moment, they've got three different animations: letter by letter, rotation, or tag cloud. So that's visibletweets.com. Next one, this is from the Mail Online. Man turns postman Pat ride into world's smallest car. You have to go and see this to believe it. Go and click on the show notes and you can see the link to it. It's the dailymail.co.uk link. There's this guy who's like scrunched into this tiny, tiny car, and there's a picture of it side by side on the road with a normal car, and the size of this car is just, I thought my Mini was small, but this just takes the rip. And he's got the record, I presume, from, hang on a minute, where is it now? Previously broken, Mr. Watkins has previously broken the record for the world's lowest car. Found the inspiration for his latest motoring endeavor while surfing the internet. You got to see it, it's crazy. Another thing that I really like, which is real time, it's starting to see a lot of sites appearing for real time search, real time web. OneRiot.com is a beta for searching the real time web. I think they've realized that Twitter is real time search results, so they're starting to index video and commentary and trending topics and various stuff. Very interesting things happening right now. By the end of the year, real time web, new interfaces, it's getting cool.